The time has come for another Greg show with Greg Jake Daniels and Greggles the idiot. So here we go. Gonna do the show for you and other yous. W's.
Greg Show. From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
When you first started singing, I thought that you were going to break off into the Midnight Oil song.
No, it wasn't.
The time has come. You know what I'm talking about?
I know that song.
How do we sleep when our beds are burning?
That's a pretty good rendition.
That's what I thought you were going to bust off into.
I was thinking about it, but then I went, I'm going to do an original.
The time has come to say fair, fair, whatever they say. If it belongs to them, you got to keep it fair.
Is that the only singing voice you have?
No, but you can go, I can sing, the time has come. That's my other one.
The high-pitched.
To say fair, fair, you got to keep it back. How do we sleep when our beds are burning?
What's weird to me is a freshly shaved Greg Jake, when you talk or sing, your top lip tucks into your mouth, so it you kind of lose your top lip, and I'm not used to that.
That's
because
weird.
You have beard. Like when you had beard, it was still like stuff on your face,
yeah.
But now that when you're doing it, your lip is the only thing there, and now it's like gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
It leaves.
Well, welcome to the Greg and Greg Show, everybody.
That's the longest time taking to get to welcome to the Greg and Greg Show ever.
I'm Greg Jake.
I'm and Big Stupid Greggles.
I guess my top lip disappears when I sing.
It does.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted something like that. A feature about myself that somebody notices.
And your son looks exactly like you.
Isn't
like,
that the funniest picture?
I get that face every time you come into our room and go, "What's up, room?"
What's up, room?
And he makes this face, and on his Facebook profile, he finally put up a picture, changed his Abby picture to the Aiden picture.
Yeah.
And it is exactly him.
I laughed out loud when I got that picture yesterday.
That is exactly you.
He's become the master of making funny faces.
Mm-hmm.
He's 4 months, and the faces he makes will rival anybody that can do crazy tricks with their face. I'm convinced of that.
Oh, I know who this guy is. Somebody, I'm on Snapchat, and it took forever for me to figure out who friended me on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who is A-Style? And it's my friend Alex.
What's up, Alex?
What up, Alessandro?
Well, it's like the other day, I was looking through my Facebook page. Is that even cool anymore to look through Facebook pages?
I mean, it's kind of like having an ID card at this point. You have to have one, but it's not cool anymore.
Well,
like now it's cool to have a Tumblr or even just the Instagram thing is cooler than Facebook, and even Facebook owns that.
Right.
But to say that, I was checking out Facebook.
Right, that's just kind of a given in everyday
that's
vernacular.
Everyday life now.
Well, anyway, same thing. There's somebody that's on there that owns they buy old furniture and old crap, old chairs.
Mm-hmm.
They go antiquing and they revive all this stuff and they sell it. And it's like frog's hair furniture or something. And I can't remember who owns it, but my wife is like, "Yeah, you've known that person like your whole life." And I'm like, "I have no idea who owns this." She's like, "We talked about this." I'm like, "I don't know who it is.
I don't know who that person is."
So if you own the frog's hair furniture, the frog's hair restoration or whatever, I
hope they're a Greg and Greg P1.
I apologize that I can't remember who you are, so let me know.
Reminded the P1s to be there. Turn it up. Turn it up.
All right, there you go.
God,
you're turning into a ticket P1.
If I worked at that radio station had to do those updates, I would always make those things as ridiculous as possible because you know how they do it very professionally. Like, turn it on. I would be like, turn it on. Woo!
Yeah, but I think the program director would probably get upset with you for mocking their slug line. Jeff Catlin, the program director, would probably not like you to do that. But they do get a little zany within the tickers at times.
I will be the zany ticker.
Their philosophy is the hosts are the ones that get to do all the zany, dumb bits and talk and be wacky and do all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it is considered a sports station, so that's their one time to be serious sportsy. Yeah, so shout out to the ticket. What up?
What up, guys?
Yeah, so have you been following any of...
The Trayvon?
No, Trayvon. You've been following any of that?
No.
Judge won't allow evidence in right now.
Okay.
Text messages from Trayvon to other people saying that he's buying weed and getting into fights and...
That's irrelevant.
Bought a gun, picture of him holding a gun, all that kind of stuff. Mm. Judge won't allow that in. And then some expert made a video of their interpretation of how the night went or that day went, and it shows Trayvon on top of George Zimmerman beating his head in, and then while he's on top of George, George shoots him and kills him. So, but they're not going to allow that into the court as well. But right. they'll show the video.
A dramatic reenactment.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Unsolved Mysteries?
Right. Which, by the way, sometimes they have some really kick-ass technology that they use in those shows.
Unsolved Mysteries?
I think it's Crime 360. Have you ever watched that one?
No.
Oh, man.
If I'm going to watch a show with 360 in it, it's going to be Anderson Cooper.
You need to watch Crime 360.
Crime 360.
That show will break down a crime scene, and they take a camera, one of those rotating cameras, and they get a total shot of everything around them.
Yeah.
And then they put it into the computer, and they make computer graphics and, you know, images and whatnot of the scene, and they can pinpoint bullet trajectory, like, you know, they'll find a bullet hole, they'll find out, you know, how it went into the wall, where it was shot from, who was around. It's really cool.
I did watch the autopsy specials that they did on HBO. Those were cool.
Who they do autopsies on?
It was just like...
Or is it just people?
It would describe a court case, or describe the case, and then instead of, like, it being like CSI, it's fake, it was like the real people. Like, yeah. They showed the actual, like, autopsy stuff. And you're
That's awesome.
Whoa! And the guy who was the mortician and the who did all the autopsy stuff was the ghouliest ghoul I've ever seen. He's kind of bald, he had the horseshoe going, and he has a half black, half white stash. And he was just like, well, what we did is we cut her open to find out how many stab wounds and the angle the stab wounds went into. And you're like, well, you're like, this is the only job you could do. That is the only job this guy
could do. Yeah, he's definitely not going to be a TV news anchor. No. He's not going to be out doing PR. He's not going
to
be...
Well, if you... you need to get your sutures on Google better.
You sound like a cartoon character.
I know.
Who is that?
I think it's Mr. Magoo.
Is there a cartoon character named Droopy, or is that
Droopy
a seven?
Droopy Doug.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay.
Droopy Doug.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if it was boy.
Snagglepuss. Exit stage left, even.
Oh, here it is. The Justin Bieber thing. He peed in any of that?
He peed in a thing.
All right.
This kid sucks. I hate
him. He is a sucky human. All right, a sucky, sucky human. He was at a nightclub with all of his buddies, and then the only way that they could get out without going through the front was to go through this back door, which led over to this restaurant. So Justin decided, hey, since we're in here in this restaurant, I don't have time to go pee. He just peed in a mop bucket in the restaurant back in the kitchen. That in itself is disgusting. And his buddies all filmed it, and they're like, yeah, this place should be honored that Justin Bieber's peeing in their mop bucket. You know what? That place should sue Justin Bieber for peeing in their mop bucket.
Yeah.
And they should sue him for everything that he has. Because if you don't know, if it's already soapy water, then you've just, like, taken that and mopped your floor with Justin Bieber's
urine.
Pee.
Yeah.
He needs to have a mop.
I don't want to go that far. Ben. I don't condone any of that. I just need him to be done. He has the worst tattoos of all time.
He looks like an idiot.
He looks like an idiot.
Look at that picture of him. Yeah. He's like pouty lips. His eyes are glazed over, kind of puffy.
Girls are eating this up. What is he doing? If you're attractive, do you just get away with anything? Like, can you just literally do anything?
Is that attractive, though? Is that kid right there attractive?
I mean, he is the most popular guy with young girls in the world.
He then, after he peed in the bucket, he took a you know, like a bottle of Windex or whatever, and walked by a picture of Bill Clinton, sprayed it, and said, "F you, Bill Clinton." What did Bill Clinton ever do to him?
Bill Clinton is one of the best presidents we've ever had.
Bill Clinton represents everything that the youth of America in 92 represented.
Yeah.
Saxophones. Cool shades.
Great noses.
Banging interns.
He was great.
Way to go, Clint.
Man, our country never had more money than when we had Clinton in office.
Are you excited that Stacey Keibler's available now?
What good does that do me?
I don't know. I didn't know if it would just get you excited in your Greggles pants.
No.
Do you think she's
hot? Because
it's
like with any celebrity, even if they're single, it's like, I'll never meet that person. And if I did, you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to date Greggles. My nickname is Greggles.
What if, and this is a big what if.
Yeah.
What if Stacey Keibler were to walk in here and be like, Brad!
From the Zeus commercial.
What would you do then?
I'd be like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, see, there you go.
I'd go with it, but it's not like she's going to be like, hey, you want to go on a date? I'm single now, and I'm really looking to rebound.
Could you imagine being the person that has to step in after George Clooney?
After Clune Dog.
After the Clunes has just run over you for 3 years.
And then kicked you out the door. There's so much trouble.
She broke up with him, though.
No, that's not how it happened.
She broke up with him over telephone. Over the phone.
I think that he's letting her have that because there's no way she broke up with Clune Dog.
Well, she wants to have babies and get married, and he doesn't. So she's like, meh, I'm over it. You're not gonna submit to what I want, then I'm out.
Stacey Keibler, here, if you want to have a baby, I'll put one in you. How about that? But you know what's never going to happen? That. She'll never come up to me in any sense and be like, hey, are you the Greggles?
You'd be like, yes, I am. Here's your baby.
Here, you want a baby? Let's get it. I will work at this as hard as I have to and as long as I have to, Stacey Keibler.
Who would be the dream girl?
For me?
Yeah.
Olivia Munn.
That's shooting low, but unexpected.
Shooting low, but unexpected. Very nice.
Well, like, I was thinking, like, you know, super, super model. So not necessarily shooting low. I think that she's super hot, too. Don't get me wrong. I was thinking, like, way high up there.
That's obviously Kate Upton. That's just so far out of bounds that it's like not even on my list. Like, it's like, yeah, everybody would say that. It's like the girls that anybody would say. It's like, why even mention them? I'm
trying to think who it would be for me.
Dark hair, she's cute.
Yeah.
I think we'd have things in common, and she's funny.
There's a girl on a new TV show called
The New Girl.
Zooey Deschanel is pretty hot.
Mm.
I'll. You know what? I won't even try to hurt my brain and think of the name of that TV show that
you never
makes
watched.
No sense. I don't watch it.
Is it on
I've
Falling
seen it
Skies?
One time. No, it's not Falling Skies.
Is it
Skies.
The one that fell and got a shard in her brain that they then removed? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
The lady fell on a piece of rebar and it got stuck in her head and she didn't immediately die, but she was blinded because of it.
So she fell like four stories.
No, she didn't fall four stories.
How far did she fall?
She, like, to the ground. She was standing on the ground.
And then she fell down and then rebar went through her head.
Yeah.
And she didn't die.
Right. Hey, things like that happen in real life. At least they made it to where they had to cut the rebar, but she still couldn't see.
Now that's
scrambled.
That's the part that is wrong.
Well, they were trying to save her.
They sawed off the rebar with her head on it. Rebar is metal, so there's going to have to be shards of that crap going up. And there's no way you're getting a good cut if there's no electricity. So what I'm saying is the show is stupid.
Coming from the same guy who doesn't watch Big Bang Theory.
Because that show is stupid.
That show is genius.
Stupid.
You've never even watched it.
I will choose not to.
You're dumb.
I'm the exact person who should watch it, and I'm choosing not to because I think it's stupid.
Somebody with the level of humor that you have that giggles at everything, I can't believe that you won't even give it a shot.
Not even a shot. And you text me all the time about it and tag me in things about it, and I will not watch it.
You're dumb.
No. Man's got to have morals.
No, you've got none.
I have tons.
No, you don't.
Stick with my morals. All right. Not watching Big Bang Theory.
That's going to do it for the Greg and Greg Show for today. Tune in tomorrow. We have more Thursday content.
I think for What Would You Do, if we bring it back, mm-hmm. I'm going to give two scenarios, and you have to pick the lesser of the two evils.
That's awesome. I like it. We'll do that on Friday.
So you get to ask questions about both scenarios, and I'm pretty sure they're both going to get worse.
Word up. That's on Friday on The Greg and Greg Show, facebook.com/The Greg and Greg Show. Boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.